Hey, this is John at the Bible Project. Today, on this episode of the podcast, we're going to do a little housekeeping. Tim and I are going to sit down and talk about where we've been, and more specifically, where we're going in this next year, and a few things that we'd love to bring you up to speed on. Here we go. All right.
Yep.
This episode of the podcast is for us to just be able to get you up to speed and for us to just kind of wrap out about what's going on with the Bible Project.
We've never done this. We're many episodes in and we've never used the podcast to just talk about the state of the Bible Project.
Just to talk to people
about what we're doing
just
or
to chill out.
Yeah, totally. So there you go. We're not talking about any theological biblical topics in this video. We're going to talk about the next year of what's coming and also
91.
What's happening? 91 episodes.
We just released our 91st episode. Whoa. We're going to hit 100 pretty soon.
Yeah, dude. And if that's, each one represents an hour of us talking.
That's 100 hours.
That's 100 hours of us talking.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot more than that.
That's true.
So we could start and say this podcast began a couple years ago as like an offshoot of something John and I were already doing.
Yeah.
Which was having these conversations.
Sitting over your notes and me asking you questions.
That's right. And then you were like, let's turn on a microphone one day.
Yeah.
And then that became the podcast.
Yeah. I was like, this is so fun being able to do this, and I'm the only one that benefits.
Yeah.
Why don't we turn on a microphone?
So it is fun. It's one of the most fun things of the whole video production process for me, and I think it still is for you. I heard you say it. And we've now, a couple of years into the podcast, heard from so many of you, our listeners, reaching out to us. We meet people who actually, we've met people who hadn't even seen a video, but they've heard the podcast, or they started listening to the podcast first, and that's how they learned about the videos.
Mm.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're so stoked that these conversations are helpful for you.
Yeah.
We're having a great time.
We are having a great time.
If you can't tell. And so thank you for listening and being a part of what we're doing.
So we've been at this for 5 years.
Yes.
This podcast has probably been about 3 years.
Yep, that's right.
This project's been 5 years, and we launched the very first videos 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then ever since then, we have been releasing videos regularly, but more and more regularly.
Yeah,
so the first video we released, it took like 3-4 months to release the second video.
Yeah.
It took another 3-4 months to release the next, and on and on and on. And that's not true. We released two at once. So the third video,
you get it.
I always hoped that we could get to a video a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like a video a month would be good to keep people engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did the Read Scripture series.
Yeah.
And we were releasing tons of videos.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's right.
Sometimes like four a week.
We timed the video releases to the 1 year Bible reading plan.
Yes.
And so this was in 2016, 17, or 15, 16. Holy cow. It all blends together for me. Anyway, yeah. So in the week of the Minor Prophets, it was like 8 videos that week or something.
Yeah. I mean, those videos are easier to make.
Yeah.
Not for you, but for design-wise.
Right.
And so we got into more of a rhythm. Our team grew. And in the last year, we got to the point where we thought, wow, we can release a video every other week, every second week.
Yeah, every two. Sometimes three, but usually every 2 weeks.
Yep. Yeah. And then we realized we can't go faster than this.
Yeah.
That's maximum capacity.
Yeah.
And so we're like, cool, indefinitely releasing 2 videos a month on average. And then if you map out how many more videos we want to do, it's like another 3 to 4 years.
At that pace.
At that pace.
Yep.
And then it kind of occurred to me earlier this year, man, that pace might kill us.
Yeah, totally. And maybe just to translate, I've never worked at an animation studio before this project. And I'm guessing most people haven't worked at animation studios. But it started to clue in for me that I can't manage the amount of videos we're working on. Because it would be like 5 videos going on simultaneously.
Right, yeah, we still do that.
I would sit down in a meeting to catch up on this week's progress on whatever, a Shema video.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally couldn't remember anything about the video because I've just spent the last 4 days thinking about the 4 other videos.
And not only are 5 videos in production and then you're studying Yeah, another
totally.
Video.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So I think John and I both started to talk like, I think we need to dial it down a little bit so that we can actually take a marathon approach.
Yeah. We're running a marathon.
Running a marathon over the next few years to make, another 50, 60 videos that we would like to make. And we want to do each one well and not be tired.
Yeah.
So we are doing something this summer for the first time.
We're moving to a seasonal release schedule. So instead of just the grind of every 2 weeks, we're going to have a season where we release videos every other week, and then we'll take a break.
Yep.
We're going to do our first season, which is really our fifth year, so we're going to call it season 5.
Yeah, yeah. We've been going 4 years, just making videos as much as we can.
As much as we can.
And so we're tired.
That's season 1 through 4.
That's right.
It's all blurred together.
Yeah, that's right.
And so season 5 is going to start in September.
Of 2018.
Yep. And it's going to go to June of 2019. And so what we're going to do is July and August, we're not going to release videos.
Of 2018, so the 2 months that are ahead.
The 2 months ahead, no video releases. We're going to prepare for season 5. Yeah. And then season 5 will go till June of 2019, and then we'll take another break.
Yep.
And then prepare for season 6.
Yep.
And we're going to do a lot of seasons.
Yeah.
And it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, we have a lot more seasons. So really, it's just 8 weeks out of the year where we're not going to be releasing something every other week. But even just that takes off some pressure for the overall calendar. It makes everything more manageable in how the studio works and our own workflow.
So if you're following our releases as they come out, you'll notice that.
We are going to release some behind-the-scenes videos and other kind of content throughout the summer.
We're actually going to release more content than we would normally during the summer.
Just not animated videos.
It just won't
videos.
Be the animated Bible videos.
That's right. So there you go. You heard it here first. I mean, we've talked about it in some other venues, but I think this podcast will be the first kind of telling our viewing audience and listener audience about
Season 5 starts so in September.
Season 5.
Do you want to talk about, tell me what you're excited about in season 5?
Yep. We have multiple series that we're going to be working on. So we have four theme videos that we're planning on for next season 5.
Yeah.
One is a counterpart to The Exile. So we did The Exile theme.
Yeah.
And then there was so much on the cutting room floor. If you listen to The Exile conversations on the podcast,
you'll notice that we
didn't cover about the Jeremiah and the exile ethic.
And Daniel.
Loyalty and subversion. So we're going to make a video all about that, the exile ethic and the loyalty and the subversion of Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to call it The Way of the Exile.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
That's in the works.
It's in the works.
That's season 5 material.
Yep. We're going to do a video. Right now, the best name we can think of to call it is God.
Yeah, the God video.
The God video. Yeah.
The God
video.
One way to understand it is it's a video explaining the identity of God. So we have to talk about how God is three and one. So we're doing a video on the Trinity.
Here's how we're framing it in the first seconds of the video. I'm reading for a lot of the Bible, and there's one God.
Yeah.
The Lord is one.
Love the Lord
your
God.
It's really
clear
in the first three quarters of the Bible. And then I get to the Jesus part of the Bible, the last quarter. And all of a sudden, God is Jesus, the Father, and the Spirit.
Yeah, what's up?
So is God one or is God three? Is God one and three? Yeah. And if so, how did that...
It's basic math.
What's going on?
That can't work.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
So it's not really about the Trinity as such.
Sure. We don't even ever use the word Trinity.
It's going to be more about how the concept of God as one and more than one actually isn't a new idea that Jesus and the apostles innovated.
Mm-hmm.
It's an idea deeply rooted in the Hebrew Bible's depiction of the God of Israel.
So in fact, in the podcast, the following week, we're going to start our conversation on God.
It's the longest conversation we've had about any video.
You and I sat down and probably talked for like 15 hours.
I had on record almost 20.
Oh, wow.
In my notes.
Man, a lot of good stuff.
Oh, yeah. So I learned so much. This is the biggest stack of books I read.
I taught you a lot.
Well, do you remember I came to you with 40 pages of notes? Goodness, I basically almost wrote a short book.
You did write a little book.
But there were so many questions about this topic, about the meaning of monotheism, about other gods in the Hebrew Bible, sons of God, angels.
Yeah, we talked for an hour just about the sons of God.
Yeah, the Son of Man in Daniel 7. There's so much background to what ends up in the New Testament as the Trinity. Mm-hmm. That I just wanted to chase down a bunch of wild rabbits.
I'm really excited to release those episodes. Yeah. I think everyone's going to really enjoy them.
Yeah, we both learned a lot.
It gets nerdy,
but
in a good way.
Yeah, you're kind of used to that. So the God video is coming out, and that's going to be preceded by a long podcast series throughout the summer.
And then sometime in the fall, we're hoping to release that. I thought it would be the premiere of season 5.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're going to be ready.
It may not. Yeah, it may not.
It's such a hard video to make.
Yeah. And the other two theme videos, so it's God, The Way of the Exile, the other two theme videos in season 5 are going to be another little twin pair, one on the Son of Man theme, and then one on the Son of God theme.
Which I don't fully appreciate what you mean by that.
Either of those?
Well, the first one we've talked enough now about, I think I got a handle on. But...
Well, yeah, that's right. Jesus' favorite title to call himself was not the Messiah.
Yeah.
In fact, he never once calls himself the Messiah. Hmm. Most regularly and many times calls himself the Son of Man, which is a title and a theme with a long prehistory going back to page 1 of the Hebrew Bible.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm excited about that one.
Me too.
And then Son of God
is
another topic, theme.
Yep, it's a phrase that begins right in the early pages of Genesis with humanity as the image of God.
Yeah. I think in the God conversation, we talk about Son of God versus Son of Man. Mm-hmm. And what I realized was, spoiler alert, usually when I think of Son of God, I think of...
deity.
Like
Jesus' deity.
Jesus' deity, so I'll call him Son of God. And Son of Man, I think of his humanity, but you helped me see that it's actually more reversed when people talk about, when the Son of Man has within it all of these denotations of deity.
Correct.
And Son of God, more of humanity.
Yeah, of God's human-appointed king.
Human-appointed king.
Yeah, Son of God is royal king language.
Interesting.
And Son of Man is about a human.
Who is God.
Completely unified with God.
Yeah.
So good. Anyway, these are great. It's going to be good conversations. So those are the theme videos. We released Acts part 1 and 2 already.
Yep.
And we're going to finish out Acts.
Two more parts. Those
will come in season 5.
Some more word studies in season 5.
Yep. We're going to do one more bad word.
One more bad word. You got to wait till season 5 for the final bad word.
Yes. Iniquity.
And then a new series.
Yeah. Then we're going to do a 4-part series in the word studies,
which is going to really complement the God video.
It will. We'll go along with the God video. I don't know quite what to call it yet.
I've been calling it the deity series.
Oh, the deity. I could call it divine being series.
Divine being series.
I want to do 4. One is Elohim, which is the primary word for God in Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
Angels.
It's like a generic word for God.
So basically God, angels, demons, and the cherubim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because angels and the cherubim are different. They're not the same. And they both have really different roles in the Bible.
I think those videos will get a lot of views.
Yep. Yeah, I'm excited about those.
And then we're going to finish the How to Read the Bible series.
We're not going to finish it.
We're going to get close.
We're going to do 5 more episodes.
We're going to do 5 more episodes.
Which will get us most of the way.
All right.
So how to read the Psalms, how to read the prophets, how to read law, biblical law, and then... how to read the Gospels will be the 5 episodes in the How to Read series.
Yeah.
Those are all going to be awesome. Let's see. We have one more outstanding read scripture video
that
we wanted to go back and fill in.
Yeah. It's like an overview of the whole New Testament.
We released the Tanakh Old Testament overview, and this is going to be a similar overview of the whole New Testament. But then as I got into writing it, really, the first third of it is about the story of the Hebrew Bible.
Yeah. So it does become a video about the whole Bible.
It will be a story about the whole Bible, but particularly about how the New Testament is designed to carry all the themes and design patterns of the Hebrew Bible forward. That's exciting.
And that'll be in the, read scripture style. And then we're going to do a video on generosity.
And we want to do one video. It's kind of like a theme video, but not necessarily a theme that goes from page one to the end, but it's an important idea in the Bible.
Yeah.
Developed at key moments, and that's, yeah, topic of generosity.
So that is 20 videos.
Yeah.
Season 5.
Yep.
And then we'll stop, and then we'll do season 6.
What a great season. That's good videos, man.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
I'm excited about all these.
We'll outline this in the fall quarterly for the people who are donors that get that. For the summer, we'll have other content, some behind-the-scenes stuff, but wait till the fall.
Yep.
There's one more thing that I think would be cool to update everyone on.
Yeah.
And I actually mentioned it in the outro of a podcast maybe a month ago.
Oh, yes. That's right. You did.
Yep. Because we're looking for a position to coordinate this project.
Mm-hmm.
And we're calling it Classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Classroom is going to be an online seminary level education on the Bible. I guess it's seminary, so it's the Bible.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's going to be free.
Yeah.
And we're going to produce it. At least we're going to try.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But I mean, really how this started was you teach adjunct at Western and love to teach.
A seminary here in Portland.
Seminary here in Portland.
Yeah.
Great school. You love to teach and you always get so much energy from teaching.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's both the prep for a class that I learned a ton, but also just the live teaching environment is a really important learning lab for me because it's where I test drive ideas, test drive illustrations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of dialogue.
Or analogies, but in a way that's different. When I was preaching like every other Sunday, it was kind of the same thing. You know, you're test running all kinds of things.
Yeah, but it's a monologue.
But it's a monologue. And what I love about the classroom is you can throw an idea, develop an idea, and then field questions and people, you can sharpen each other. So I love teaching for that environment. So that's one key thing.
Yeah, you're telling me how much you love teaching, and I've been thinking about this project. Like, we always expect that one day we're going to be done making videos. We don't have an infinite list of videos we want to make. The list keeps growing.
Yeah.
But it is a finite list, I suppose. And so when you said that, I was like, oh, that's one thing that it can continue on is we could create, in my mind, it just was Tim's Teaching Corner. It was like, we have a space here at the church that we office in that would be great to just invite some students in.
Host a class.
And then we're like, well, cool, we should videotape it.
Videotape it. Actual tape.
Yeah, we're going to use tape.
We'd video capture it.
We're going to capture it on video.
Record it.
Record it professionally and allow anyone to watch it. So not just the people that come.
Yeah.
And we started scoping out video equipment and thinking it through.
Yeah.
I remember we went to a friend of mine, John's place of business, and he was helping us figure out how to do all this AV stuff. And he was like, man, this is going to be a really great system. This is going to be as good as it gets in, for what you need. How often are you going to be using it? And we're like,
I don't know. Maybe a few times a year.
Maybe a few times. He's like, what? So then it was like, well, maybe this is bigger than we were thinking. So we're going to start with just you teaching classes, recording it. But who knows what it'll get beyond that, because we'll have a really cool setup going.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, that's right. And also part of it, just in terms of a motivation or something driving me, was I've loved my years of teaching at the mostly graduate level, seminary level. However, I've also become more and more aware as the years go by that the people who are able to sit in that room and have access to that level of just interaction and learning about the Bible is a really small, small group of people who have money and time.
Yeah.
To go sit in these seminary classes. For me, a big part of the Bible Project is making biblical scholarship and scholarly informed learning about the Bible available to everybody for free. Like, that's just so exciting to get to be a part of that. And so for me, that this is just an extension. I think learning classrooms where people are thinking thoroughly and deeply about scripture and through whole books of the Bible as literary theological holes. That shouldn't cost thousands of dollars and for you to move across the country to have access to that kind
sure,
of stuff.
Yeah.
And so for me, that's a big part of it too. Mm-hmm. But there's actually another, the idea is developed as we've continued to think
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, you mentioned also that it's usually a pretty niche demographic that you're teaching to.
Yes.
We live in the Northwest.
Yeah.
Portland's a very white city.
Yep. Most of the classes that I'm teaching to are majority white male.
Yeah.
Which is what it is. But it's also a reality about a whole layer of American Protestantism that I think is troubling. It's a reflection of our larger culture that white male leadership is still the dominant paradigm in many, many parts of our culture.
Yeah.
But that is not true and should not be true of the global body of Christ.
It should be diverse.
It is diverse.
It is diverse.
It is diverse.
And we should celebrate that diversity.
The majority of the world's Christians are living in the Southern Hemisphere, and they're mostly not white males. And so Philip Jenkins, the social historian, has done incredible work on this. And so what we are going to do is actually not just pack out the classroom.
Right.
But we're going to really limit it to a pretty small circle. And every person in that room is going to reflect a really different kind of demographic.
Yeah.
Different background, different ethnicity, different spiritual tradition within Christianity. I have never had the experience of teaching in that hyper diverse of an environment.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for the experience too. This was actually your idea. You brought this up one day.
Yeah.
And then the moment I heard you say it, I was like, we could do that. That sounds awesome.
Well, the small number, I think, is strategic because I want to see that this isn't just you monologuing.
That's right.
There's a lot of interaction.
Correct.
And if there's a lot of interaction, I'm thinking of the end user, the person not in the room, but the person watching this on their tablet or computer or whatever.
Yeah.
You want to kind of know who's in the room.
Yes.
And if it's a small enough group, you can kind of get to know, you know, if it's like 10 hours of class with that same student group, you're going to get to know those 10, 12 people. And then the way we're going to build it is, you know, they'll also have a little bio. So, you know, their spiritual background, their where they're from, all this stuff, become more intimate that way.
Yep.
Also, for us, we want to, you know, the selection process is going to be a big deal to make sure not only it's a diverse group, but it's a group of people who are familiar with Scripture, probably are teaching it in their context, but are learners, love to ask good questions, kind of like have my DNA of like just wanting to just dig in and figure it out.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a room of ethnically diverse Christian tradition diverse room of people who are as passionate about asking questions as you are. And I want to be in that room. But long term, we would love also then to grow the library and grow the group of teachers to get larger, to have more and different kinds of teachers. But one step at a time, we just want to get the idea.
Yeah, we're gonna pilot it out.
There's lots of people experimenting with online education.
Yes.
There's lots of people making their lecture material, monologue or talking head with PowerPoint slides going. There's lots of content like that. So we're excited about capturing a classroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to have
different
five cameras set up.
That's right. Around the Bible, doing biblical theology and learning together in a room. I think it'll be really cool.
Totally cool. I'm excited about it. And if you've wanted to take a class with Tim, this is your chance. It'll be online.
And you don't even have to come to Portland.
You don't have to come to Portland. You can stay in your pajamas.
Yeah, totally. So that's classroom. So the recording room itself, the classroom, physical classroom itself, we just finished the remodel of the room like this week.
It's almost mostly done.
Yeah, it's going to be done in the next few months. And then our hope is to have our first kind of few trial classes by the end of this year and then have the idea rolling in 2019.
Yeah, sometime next month I'm going to make an announcement to get applications for students.
Cool.
And then we'll hopefully get a good mix and we'll select for the first for the first go.
Yeah.
So that's it, classroom. I think that's all we wanted to do on this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of give that kind of...
Yep, update on what we're doing. So cheers, there you go. You guys, thank you for listening to the podcast and spreading the word about it. It's so helpful for John and I. We love hearing from just people who are listening and how much hearing John and I walk through all these ideas in greater depth has been formative for your spiritual journey too. So cheers to that, because it's been formative for our spiritual journey.
Totally.
So we're glad it can be helpful for you. And so thank you for listening.
Whenever I say that, like you listening, it's weird because we never do that. We never talk. We just talk.
We rarely acknowledge the
listener. We don't acknowledge the listener. Because it's actually scary to me to acknowledge that there's like lots of people listening.
Oh.
But every time I say it, I look over the computer screen like they're supposed to be right there or something. Well, yeah, thank you for listening to this. Thank you for being part of this. It is our pleasure to work on it. That's it for this episode of the Bible Project Podcast. Thank you for being okay. That's it for this episode of the Bible Project Podcast. This is a nonprofit organization. We're in Portland, Oregon. Thanks for being a part of this with us.
Hello, my name is January Suyet de Godoy, and I'm from the Philippines, but I live in Okinawa, Japan. I use the Bible Project with our Asia Pacific Nazarene Youth International page on Facebook, and I share the videos there for our young people. And what I like best about the Bible Project is how they turn all these Bible lessons and Bible stories and the overviews of the books of the Bible in a very interesting way, so people would understand it easily and they won't get bored and see all of these awesome, you know, drawings. And I read the scripture using the app, and so it's really nice to watch the video first that you have done before reading the scripture for the day. We believe the Bible is a unified story that leads to Jesus. We are a crowd-funded project by people like me. Find free videos, study notes, and more at thebibleproject.com.